It's time to unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
So people, them no fuss, no fight.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Special request all this version, Stone Boy. I'll hear
this.
Toronto. We are local music. Kingtown Rockers there and Jack Flash Dub. Kicking off the show with the Natty Nation before that, Get Along. Both of those songs are fairly old, actually. The Natty Nation song from 1996 album, Their Journey Has Begun. Indeed it has. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to your Saturday evening. I'm Jimmy Kay here at the Devil Radio Studios in Madison. Max Inc. Radio is live. 6 hours of local independent music. And we got a really good show for you tonight, too. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Ellie Mabee and the Cancellations. Ellie Mabee is going to join us live from her home in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking forward to having a chat with her. In the 8 o'clock hour, Rocker is going to have a chat with The Solution. Jim and Adrian will stop in and say hello and hear their new music. Plus, Max Inc. Heavy later on, and Terry Barrels check in the 9 o'clock hour. But this first hour is dedicated to some visual art. Rocker is broadcasting live at Quality CBD. Inside Quality CBD, there's T's Art Gallery. That's at 1222 Williamson Street. Rocker, good evening, and hey, it's a live radio broadcast.
What's happening, Jimmy? I am down here right now, Quality CBD, 1222 Williamson Street in Madison. We're right down by the Cafe Coda, right across from the Willie Street Co-op. And we're here from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight at the T's Art Gallery inside Quality CBD for an art exhibit featuring local artist Tim Tongstad and international artist Gregory Frederick, Ben Christensen. There's a whole bunch of stuff down here, Jimmy. Cruel art. And Willie Street is pumping. I mean, people are in summer clothes down here. Yes. The party is on. I mean, I can't believe it. So come on down to T's Art Gallery. The show starts at 7 p.m. and it goes till 9. And, Jimmy, they're having live painting and a discussion. So you actually get to watch the artists paint. And I guess, you know, you're going to be able to talk to them, too. It's a totally unique event. We will, we're going to try and get some of the artists down here, too. But right now, here with me now is the owner of Quality CBD and the T's Art Gallery. His name is Tony Herman. And Tony, thanks for having us down to the art show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. It's nice to see people out again and able to mingle and, you know, try some THC samples and such.
Yeah. THC samples, Jimmy, we get off right off the bat. But, Tony, before we get into art, let's talk a little bit about Quality CBD, because this place is unique among CBD stores. This place is a hangout. It's more than just a retail store.
Yeah, my store is kind of like an expression of my inner creative self, and thus walking in, it's a 4,000 square foot space. We have kombucha that you can infuse in different ways, but really, when you enter, it's a real energy, and it's supposed to be kind of a spa, relax, a place to go that isn't necessarily a bar with the same old vibe, and a bunch of new things to try.
There is. I mean, they got a piano down here. They, like they said, the kombucha. And, you know, I was down here and had a sample of kombucha that was infused. And that was pretty good.
It wasn't vinegary or nothing?
No. I like kombucha, man. It's good stuff. So you've got everything down here. And I've heard the ads. They're saying, don't bother going to Beloit. Just come right down here to Willie Street.
Yeah, I mean, there's a wonderful technicality that allows variations of THC to be sold here, and we've really are on top of that and trying to see exactly how we can, you know, get things out to the community who wants it so they don't have to jump across state lines and while also staying in the lines at which we have to.
Nice. So now down here, it is a retail CBD store, but you also created T's Art Gallery right in this space. And tonight you're having an exhibit. What inspired you to start an art gallery inside of your CBD? I mean, you're infusing art with CBD, right?
It's the culture. You know, yeah. It really, cannabis and fine art or art of many sorts really, really mingle together. But the plain answer is, when I painted all the walls white, it was too much. It's like a hospital. I needed to put things up. And my buddy Tim Togstad, I mean, he was my landlord's friend at the time. I had borrowed a piece from my landlord, and it was in his office. I told him I was trying to start an art gallery, this, that, and the third. I put it in, and a few days later, Tim Togstad came in, and this is like a heaven send in the art world. He's like, Tony, I have, you know, a storage just loaded full of art, and it can be put on all the walls in your space so this art gallery that you're imagining can be real. And that was about 3 years ago. So,
and you, we should tell everybody, we're right across from the fire station. Guess they're firing up right now.
Yeah, they make sure you're on your toes here. They just keep you going.
That is awesome. Now, we're down here tonight for an art gallery opening. It's called Artist Talk. Tell us a little bit more about Artist Talk and the showing that starts at 7 p.m. tonight down here at Quality CBD's Tees Art Gallery.
All right. Well, so tonight what's really unique is we have Tim Togstad and Gregory in the same place and actually in the form of painting. And, you know, really looking at an art piece, everybody sees something different. And this is an opportunity for, you know, us as a group to sit back and ask them questions in the middle of creating it. So if you're creating stuff yourself or you've seen certain styles and things and just didn't understand how it came about, this is them just being open and free with that sort of intel that it's taken them so long to figure out.
Why did you put that happy little tree there?
Right, or why does this painting look like it's falling, but it's not? And how long did it take you to figure that out?
Yeah. Well, that is definitely pretty cool. And we're going to get some of the artists here tonight and talk to them. What other art shows do you have coming up here at Tees Art Gallery in the near future?
So art shows are a ton of work. So I try to space those things out. But right now we have the Gregory and Tim painting from 7 to 9, as you said. But what we have coming up is super exciting. We have Triangulador. He's Madison's muralist. He's actually created the Madison flag. They rebranded it all, and it's his art that's on it. He's got quite known around the community by painting mattresses and leaving his tag there. And
Of course, right?
Yep. And, you know, thousands of people drive by and see it. And if you look at different establishments, now he's kind of got his art as a part of it. And he really is the roots of Madison. I met Triangulador about 3 years ago, right before I met Tim, and we were trying to get things connected together, but at that point in life, we didn't. And finally, you know, 3 years later, full circle, he's ready to do one of the largest solo shows he's ever done that actually displays his fine art, you know? He's gotten kind of famous for his street art and muralist, but just by seeing his studio and being able to talk with him a few times, his fine art is just... It really blows my mind, and it will anybody who comes to see it.
When is this show?
And this will be May 6th. This will be the opening for Triangulador.
Oh, so that's coming up right around the corner.
Yep, 2 weeks, and then we got a whole 6 months off to try it again.
Okay, is tonight the first show of your series?
Actually,
have you had others?
You know, it's been one of those things where it's like, you know, I have a nice little art show, have some people come, but then, you know, the quality of art has kind of arisen, and with that, I've taken this pretty seriously and spent a lot of time into it. This would be our second show. Before the last show, we put in these marble floors that you're standing on.
Oh, so they are beautiful.
We were last minute just cranking things out to make sure it looked right in here. This one, you know, I just kind of eased in a little stone. We're completely fine. So all we're doing is just checking out, you know, them getting into their comfortable space. And in 2 more weeks, yep, that'll be a Triangulador down here for his first single show.
Nice. And I see you guys have some beverages down here. There's samples to try, all kinds of stuff. The show starts at 7 tonight down here at Quality CBD and the Tees Art Gallery inside. That's 1222 Williamson Street, if
Willie.
I can say that. And hey, Jimmy, I'm going to kick back here and try a little bit of this mango cart I got going on. And we'll let you get back to some music.
Sounds good, Rocker. Thank you so much. Rocker's live at Tees Art Gallery inside of Quality CBD, 1222 Williamson Street. That's a hard word to say tonight. It must be the CBD in the air, you know? We'll talk to Rocker again in just a couple of minutes. Right now, the Spectaculars and Power. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To keep my babies in shoes.
Inc. Radio, Radio for the People. The Spectaculars there and Power. It's from their 2019 album, Let's Hear Us Now. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. We'll talk to Rocker in just a second, but before I do, I want to tell you about Bombastica. Our 26th anniversary of Maximum Inc. is happening at the Dark Horse Art Bar on May the 7th. Iron Plow, Seven Seasons Deep, and Cold Black River will be performing live. There's going to be some free food and munchies and an art gallery for Maximum Inc. covers and other art over the years. It could be pretty cool. Hope you could join us. We'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 9 at the Dark Horse May 7th for Bombastica, Max Inc.'s 26-year anniversary party. Happy anniversary, Rocker.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's going to be an awesome party.
It sure is. Rockers Live at Quality CBD. Inside, that's T's Art Gallery, and they're having an art showing. And Rocker's here to tell us everything that's happening, man.
Jimmy, we're down here right now on Willie Street, 1222 Williamson Street at Quality CBD and T's Art Gallery. Inside of there, they're having an artist talk showing tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. And there's a few artists down here that are going to be live painting and then talking about what it is that they're painting while they're doing it. So there's beverages, there's some munchies down here. Fly down here. You can still get here 7 to 9 p.m. tonight at Quality CBD and T's Art Gallery. And right now, I'm standing here with Gregory Frederick, and he is one of the artists that's going to be painting here tonight. He is now living up in Green Bay, but he comes from Haiti, so we have international art going on here tonight. His art is spectacular. It's totally amazing and unique, Jimmy. And it's like, I don't even know how to describe it, but we have Gregory Frederick here right now. Gregory, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
And now, you came all the way down here for this art show. Like, tell us about, you know, how you got here. What was your journey? How did you get into art, and what led you to Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, I'm original from Haiti, and just, you know, little kids playing with paint, things like that, you know. Couldn't make it to college to do so, but... And I have the talent, and you know, and at some point in growing up, meeting some friends, and they give me opportunities, and then, I mean, this is the same thing we're doing right now, and then helping each other, you know. Mm-hmm. So moving to Green Bay, and I used to be a security guard and work with a commission, a group of missionaries going to Haiti. So I met this beautiful lady, Amy. So at that point, she realized the talent. You know, she said, hey, come on. You need to come in here and see that, you know, and then see some shows, stuff like that. And then, you know, this is where things start picking up for me.
And how would you describe your art? It's not, you know, paintings of people, right?
Well, the thing is, I paint some faces too. You know, I've been inspired by music, some great music, you know, jamming, things like that. I will describe my work as modern eclectic. It's a little bit like surrealistic and cubism style, you know what I mean? I like all the greatest artists. I just want myself to be part of it and get something from them and combine it and create my own and be unique.
Now, for the artist talk tonight, you're going to be painting and you're going to be describing, you know, why you're putting a little tree over there. I mean, what is behind live painting, and describe that to us?
Well, the thing is, live painting is something like very cool and unique, and you get, you know, together with people and people see what you're doing, the brush strokes, anything like that. Just throwing paint, and then, you know, you observe the lines, anything, you know, interact with your patrons, and, you know, you just get people together when you're doing live painting. It's just a different type of connections you have.
Did you come up with something special for tonight?
I think I only have a few things planned with Tim, the other artist we're working to. I think we do have a few things planned, but again, it's going to be intuitive. We're going to go back and forth to each other's work and then see what's happened.
All right. Where can people find you online in your art?
I do have a website. It's Cruel Art, CRUELART.com.
That's Cruel Art.
Cruel Art.
That's
right. It sounds really tough, but that's me. Cruel is my childhood nickname, so, and I use that in combined with art and just Cruel Art.
Oh, very cool. Well, what do you think of Madison down here? It's like pumping out tonight, huh?
Madison is dope, and I love Madison. I love this place So this is one of the best places to show in your work. And then I like the people here, and people embrace me, and I just freaking love everything about it.
Oh, that is so awesome. Jimmy, we're down here with Gregory Frederick, Cruel Art. He's going to be painting live in just a few minutes from 7 to 9 p.m. down here at Quality CBD and Tees Art Gallery. You still got time to get down here. CBD samples, they got beverages, they got munchies. We're partying, dude.
All right. Thanks, Rocker. That's great to hear. 1222 Williams Street. If you want to stop down and say hi to Rocker, Tees Art Gallery inside Quality CBD, 1222 Williams Street. We got brand new Jackie Ernst next on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.